بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى
Interpretation of the Holy Quran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. With the help of Allah, we are going to start the interpretation of Quran. Very short and brief interpretation of Quran. And we are going to start from the last part of Quran. The first chapter of last part of Quran is the chapter of Naba. This chapter has 40 verses and it is revealed in Mecca like many other chapters in last part of Quran that have been revealed in Mecca. The name of this chapter, Naba, is taken from second verse of this chapter when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, أَمَّ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ عَنِ النَّبَئِ الْعَظِيمِ. In this chapter, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is talking about the reward for some people, those people who are obeying Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and we call them as a people who are living in heaven, heavenly people. And it's talking about punishing some people, about rebels who disobey Allah and are not thankful in this world. Since this world is based on a wise system, because the creator of this world is a wise and he organized and managed this world in the best way, so some people should be rewarded and some people should be punished. So in this chapter, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is talking about punishing some people and giving reward to the other people. At the same time that he emphasized that creating of this world is not vain or unfruitful. Everything has a reason, especially creating this world is based on reasons. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala starts with these verses. Please listen to verse 1-3.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عم يتساءلون عن النبأ العظيم الذي هم فيه مختلفون.
Allah تبارك وتعالى says عم يتساءلون. Oh, what do they ask one another? عن النبأ العظيم, about the great event. الذي هم فيه مختلفون, about which they differ. Allah تبارك وتعالى says عن النبأ العظيم. He's talking about a news, a great news. What does this نبأ means? Naba' means a news that is very certain and definite, something that is going to happen. When we look at the different verses and other narrations, we will understand that Allah meant from this world, Resurrection Day and Judgment Day. In some narrations, which are talking about the Naba' al-Azim, and in Naba' al-Azim, what does it mean, or what did Allah mean from this? They said one of the example of Naba' al-Azim, great event, great news, is Ali, peace be upon him. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, الَّذِي هُمْ فِيهِ مُخْتَلِفُونَ. When he's talking about Judgment Day, he says this is the day that the people differ about it. They are not in agreement. They fight one another and they differ from each other about such a day. When we look at the people from the beginning until today, some people say it is impossible that people which are dead and they are crumbled in many, many years and centuries, they will be alive in a day in the name of Resurrection Day. So they said it is impossible. Sometimes they want to say even logically it is impossible, although they are definitely wrong. Some they say it is possible and logically it is possible, but unlikely it will not happen. Some they said we have a suspicion about having such a day. And some people, although they understand by their heart, but they are not ready to accept by their tongue also, they deny that. We can say that they grudge about such a day. Although by heart they know this is true, but by their tongue they are not ready to accept it. This is the reason that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, الَّذِي هُمْ فِيهِ مُخْتَلِفُونَ, the day that people are differ about it and they are not in agreement. When Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala starts أَمَّا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ and in النَّبَإِ الْعَظِيمِ, He is talking about the question. And when he continues, he starts to blame them and criticize them. What does it mean? Allah doesn't want the people ask about Judgment Day? No. We should understand that the questions are divided to different types. Sometimes we ask one another to understand the reality, to know the meaning. Sometimes we want to make a problem. It means we know the answer for the question, but we want to cause doubt about something. Or to tell the other people that I'm not believing. So the first time when we ask question to know the answer, this is something that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala encourages us to do that when he says, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ in chapter Nahl, verse 43. He says, oh, the people, ask some scholars, educated people who know the answers. Ask them and get the knowledge. But when there is a question and the person who asks wants to cause doubt about some reality, something that definitely is true, of course, this is the question that should be blamed, and any person bringing such a question should be criticized. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala condemned such a things in these verses. We will understand from these verses that one, when we start our lecture, our talking, our speech with other people by asking a question, it affects the other much more. Because from the beginning, we tell them that there is a question and we put a question mark in their mind. So in their mind, they are looking for the answer. This is the reason that Allah says, أَمَّا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. And in النَّبِي الْعَظِيمِ, we will understand that non-believers are those people who cause doubt about Judgment Day that is definite news and definite event. Please listen to verse 4 and 5.
كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ.
Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ, nay, but they will come to know. ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَيَعْلَمُونَ, nay again, but they will come to know. We said that the questions are divided to different types. If there is a question to get the answer, this is a wonderful question. And we get reward by asking such a question. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala encourages people to ask questions. But if a person is asking for monkey to make fun of some people or to cause doubt, this is something that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala condemns and blames such a thing. And he says, Kalla sayalamun. That's okay. Very soon they will come to know the reality and truth. We will understand that when we are facing sikt or a scoff, it means a person who is asking a question and he wants to make a problem or to bring the problem to the society, to make fun of a reality, a truth. We should face them very soon.